Hi everybody, this is Gautam here. I've been with Transportation Management for almost 2 years now. And me and Nikhil are here today to give an introduction and an overview of BPA determination. Nikhil, could you introduce yourself?
Thanks Gautam. I'm Nikhil and I've been with SAP Transportation Management for the past 2 years. Like Gautam said, we are going to talk about BPA determination for TM9O and its uses.
So Nikhil, why is BPA determination required at all? Why would the customer implement it?
Well Gautam, normally each business document has a set of party roles and each of these party roles must be assigned a business partner. Now the customer would manually assign the party role and assign the business partner. This could cause some confusion. There could be chances of manual errors. This is the reason we need BPA determination.
So Nikhil, you said that customer faces the problem of manual errors as well as a lot of manual labor. So how does BPA determination address this problem?
Well Gautam, the business partner determination feature automatically adds the party roles into business documents. Therefore, the user does not have to manually enter these party roles. Also, based on the settings you specify in customizing, the system automatically determines the business partners for these party roles.
That sounds great, Nikhil. So first point you mentioned is that I can directly consume party roles defined in the customizing to any business document. Can you elaborate on how exactly I can achieve that?
Absolutely, Gautam. So what you do is you group a set of party roles under a profile and you assign this profile to document types. So when you create a document out of these document types, these party roles are made available in the business partner tab.
Okay, so Nikhil, could you just give an example of that?
Sure Gautam. For example, you group invoicing party, carrier and ordering party under a profile X. Subsequently, you assign profile X to a forwarding order type, let's say FWO. When you create the forwarding order from this forwarding order type, invoicing party, carrier and ordering party are available in this document. All of this is done automatically.
Great Nikhil, that sounds easy. So coming back to the second point that you mentioned, so how does one determine the business partners for the party roles that you just mentioned?
When you group party roles in a profile, you can specify how the business partner for each of these party roles is determined. There are three ways in which a business partner can be determined.
And Nikhil, just out of curiosity, is all this done in the customizing?
Absolutely Gautam. This is done in the customizing activity define partner determination profiles under master data business partner.
Okay, great. So Nikhil, you mentioned that there are three ways to determine the business partner. Could you just elaborate on the three?
Gautam, the first one would be the relationship between the party role and the source party role in customizing. For example, let's say you mention a party role of invoicing party and a source party role of ordering party. In the application or the business document, let's say you enter the ordering party or the source party role as red. Now, the system automatically copies red as the business partner of the invoicing party.
Okay, Nikhil, that's a good example. So let's move on to the second way how we can determine the business partner. So Nikhil, could you just elaborate on the second method?
Absolutely Gautam. The system uses the relationship between the party role, the source party role and the master data information in customizing and also the organization in the business document to determine the business partner.
So Nikhil, if I have a business document in which I have an ordering party as red and a sales organization as one, and I want to determine the carrier automatically using BPA determination. How do I do that?
Let's assume in the maintain business partner transaction or the BPA transaction, for the business partner red, you have maintained that organization one has a business partner blue as the carrier. So next, go to the define partner determination profile customizing activity. Here, you define the party role as carrier, the source party role as ordering party, and the source type as BPA relationship.
Okay, Nikhil. So once this master data of BP is maintained, as well as the customizing for business partner profiles is done, now what I do is I attach this business partner profile to a particular document type and I create a document out of it. Now what happens?
Gautam, like you said before, you first enter the ordering party as red. Now the system has to determine the carrier based on master data and customizing. First, the system checks customizing. In customizing, you have mentioned that the source party role for the carrier is the ordering party. Here, you mentioned that the ordering party is red. Now, the system navigates to the master data. Here, it checks that for the business partner red, you have maintained that the carrier is blue, provided that the organization is one. The system again confirms that the organization maintained in the business document is one and the organization maintained for the carrier blue is one. Now, the system assigns carrier blue in the business document. This is how business partners are determined using master data.
Perfect. Thanks for that, Nikhil. So, Nikhil, is there a way by which customers can implement their own logic in determining the business partners?
Yes, Gautam. This is the third and final method. In customizing, you mention a party role and enter a source type of business add-in. The system uses the logic you have specified in the business add-in specific partner assignment to determine the business partner. This body can be found under business add-ins for transportation management, master data, business partners, body, specific partner assignment.
Okay, Nikhil. So what you are saying is, if I want to determine a carrier, say blue, for a source location, say Hamburg, I can define my own logic in this business add-in, right?
That's absolutely right, Gautam. You understood it brilliantly.
Thank you, Nikhil. So using this customizing activity, there are three ways how I can determine a particular business partner. Nikhil, it may so happen that the business partners might vary based on different Incoterms. Is there a way to handle that?
Yes, Gautam. There is a customizing activity in which you can assign a partner determination profile to a forwarding order type and Incoterm combination. You can find this customizing activity under master data, business partners, assign partner determination profiles based on Incoterms.
Okay, Nikhil. So what you are saying is, if I create two documents out of the same document type, in one document, I have the Incoterm as free onboard, and in the other document, I have the Incoterm as export works. So now, can the system determine two different carriers based on the Incoterms for two different documents?
You got it right, Gautam. All you have to do is maintain the correct customizing.
Awesome, Nikhil. So far, we have discussed 3+1 ways to determine a business partner. But in all these cases, the business partner profile was attached to a particular document type. So is there a way that I can determine the business partner profile using my own logic based on a certain parameter, say source location in the business document?
Absolutely, Gautam. Under business add-ins for transportation management, master data, business partners, there is a business add-in called partner profile determination. Here you can define logic to use a particular profile in business documents. For example, you can define that profile ABC should be used each time the source location is, let's say, Hamburg.
So I think with BP determination feature, our customers can easily avoid manual errors as well as save loads of time.
Indeed, Gautam. So that's all from me. It's been lovely talking to you. Thanks a ton, Gautam.
Thanks a lot, Nikhil. Bye-bye for now.